Here's the review, Dan, Neil and Sean, after Ipswich and Liverpool 2. Plenty to get into. Line-up and approach as ever is where we'll start, Sean. I think there's a genuine argument that the likes of Elliot Jones can maybe feel a little bit hard done by those players who've gone through pre-season. And there was you know, a genuine discussion to be had on Friday and leading into the game about what the manager would do in terms of whether he would go with players who've had the pre-season, who maybe have the higher fitness levels. Do you think this is more of a maybe like a City or Liverpool 2019 style of playing your way into fitness from the start? You know, just sort of managing games and managing players' fitness as you go. City do that a lot, as we know. Or is it that the manager just feels that maybe the fixtures are fine for him to run with the players he's got given, who's come back when? It was a perception banana skin, so whichever way you look at it, it's a bold call from the manager, I guess, in different ways.
Yeah, I think it's been referenced before. It's definitely that this is an extension of pre-season. It's just that there's stuff riding on this now. And I think, yeah, if you're a top club and you're expecting to be busy and have serious things on the line March onwards and even before March, then I don't think you've got a choice other than to give the players a good break. It's well known that Guardiola's really good at, sometimes he'll give players 4 weeks off during the season. He gives players more time off than we as Liverpool fans would be aware of as well, where possible. So in terms of mental freshness and things like that, he's a big believer in that. He's got the squad and the leeway to be able to do it though as well. So I definitely think there's an element of the first two games being pretty friendly. You've also got the, on paper at least, and then you've got the United game circled as well, probably as well. It'd be nice to have everyone pretty much there or thereabouts. And I also think that before the players go away on international break, you want them in peak condition, because it's completely out of your control what all the international sides are going to do. You know, we've seen proper horror stories with, you know, Sturridge and Hodgson as an example. So no matter what you do, you're running a risk. But the better peak nick you can send everyone away in, probably the better chance me you've got of them all coming back. And then, you know, we talked about it in terms of, you know, do they take a view with Robertson, McAllister would be one as well, where you look at it and say it's not just the fitness issue, it's rhythm, how certain can I be about where they're at with form. And therefore, I think if you Tsimikas and Curtis Jones, I think you probably feel a little bit hard done to in that regard. I don't think either Robertson or McAllister do anything in the first half to dispel the feeling that maybe it was a little bit too soon for them. That doesn't mean you don't get the benefits of that a second half, but more importantly for Brentford and Manchester United ahead. I don't think there's any shocks ahead of that based on what we've seen in pre-season and particularly what we've seen in the Sevilla friendly last week. But yeah, I definitely think there's an element of not treating it as pre-season, but in these two weeks ahead, making sure there's no injuries and you get everyone up to speed